Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fake news gets more engagement on Facebook, but only if it's right-wing. Far-right pages that publish misinformation get the most interactions by far compared to other news sources, new research shows. By Gilad Edelman. It's not exactly a secret that extreme, less-than-accurate content finds a big audience on Facebook. In the months before last year's election, the list of most engaged with pages on the site was almost always dominated by far-right figures like Dan Bongino and Dinesh D'Souza, who are not known for their fealty or fact-based journalism. An anonymous Facebook executive told Politico last September, "Right-wing populism is always more engaging." New research released today, however, appears to be the first to show empirically that the relationship between accuracy and engagement varies dramatically based on where the source aligns on the partisan spectrum. According to research at the Cybersecurity for Democracy Project at New York University, far-right purveyors of misinformation have by far the highest levels of engagement per follower compared to any other category of news source. Indeed, the researchers found that while left-leaning and centrist publications get much less engagement if they publish misinformation, the relationship is reversed on the far right, where news organizations that regularly publish false material get up to 65% more engagement than ones that don't. The study provides perhaps the most substantial evidence yet about what type of news, and fake news, perform best, according to this metric on Facebook. What we find is that among the far right in particular, misinformation is more engaging than non-misinformation, says Laura Edelson, a doctoral candidate and the lead researcher. I think this is something that a lot of people thought might be the case, but now we can really quantify it. We can specifically identify that this is really true on the far right, but not true in the center or on the left. The analysis is an excerpt from an academic working paper. The team looked at 2,973 Facebook pages of U.S. news sources that had been analyzed for partisanship and accuracy by two independent organizations, NewsGuard and Media Bias/FactCheck. This allowed the team to categorize each source, both by ideological positioning, far right, slightly right, center, slightly left, or far left, and by whether or not it had been flagged for regularly publishing false content. Now, of course, these rankings are an inexact science, but Edelson said the two databases were generally consistent with each other and with her own spot-checking of individual news sources. Next, using CrowdTangle, a Facebook-owned tool that analyzes activity on the platform, Edelson and her team downloaded every public post from every one of the news organization's Facebook and Instagram pages for a 5-month period between August and January, tallying how many likes, comments, and other interactions each page accumulated, and this allowed them to rank each publication by engagement per follower. Finally, they plotted that engagement score against each category of publication. The results were striking. In the far left, slightly left and center categories, publications rated credible by NewsGuard and MBFC saw between 2 and 5 times as much engagement as ones that were not. Fake news published by centrist organizations, the study notes, tends to be of the medical quackery variety. In the slightly right category, accurate sources held only a slim edge. It's in the far right category that things get strange. Sources, designated as purveyors of misinformation, saw 426 interactions per 1,000 followers in an average week, compared to only 259 for far-right sources without the misinformation label. Both those engagement numbers dwarf any other category. The next highest is far-left, not misinformation, at only about 145 interactions per 1,000 followers per week. One implication of this finding, Edelson says, is that Facebook is more likely to steer users toward pages that include right-wing misinformation since its algorithms are generally optimized for engagement. Among the menu of options, we know that misinformation on the far right is even more engaging, she said. If something is attempting to blindly just promote content that is engaging, that is not going to be neutral. It will have an effect of promoting content from sources that spread misleading and conspiracy theories and fake news. Now, in an email, a Facebook spokesperson said, "This report looks mostly at how people engage with content, which should not be confused with how many people actually see it on Facebook. When you look at the content that gets the most reach across Facebook, it's not at all as partisan as this study suggests." After hearing a description of the new research, Sanan Aral, the director of the Initiative on the Digital Economy at MIT, said it aligns with past work on how false content spreads online. In a 2018 study published in Science, Aral and colleagues found that falsehoods spread on Twitter farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth. But he said the fact that certain pages get more engagement per user doesn't necessarily mean Facebook promotes that material more heavily. Facebook is way more sophisticated about measuring engagement, he said. They would have a different estimate of its engagement because they have the causal estimates. They also have a multi-objective function algorithm that isn't solely looking at engagement. So that's a complicated way of saying we can't know with scientific certainty whether Facebook amplifies the pages of unreliable right-wing news sources because Facebook keeps that information to itself. In her paper, Edelson notes that CrowdTangle doesn't provide information about impressions, how many people saw a given piece of content, or how much time they spent looking at it. Facebook guards the workings of its recommendation algorithms even more closely. Without that data, it's impossible to know precisely how the per-user engagement statistics uncovered by Edelson's study translate into algorithmic recommendations. Few people are more familiar with the issue of Facebook's transparency, or lack thereof, than Edelson. The company recently served her organization, until recently called the Online Political Transparency Project, a cease and desist letter regarding a crowdsourced effort to get more information on how political ads are generated. The research also opens up questions about the economics of right-wing fake news. Among the news sources flagged as spreading misinformation or conspiracy theories, 148 were categorized as slightly or far right, compared to just 9 left-of-center organizations. Does this mean disreputable publications are flooding the zone with shit, making their Facebook followers more misinformed than they otherwise would be? Or are they responding to demand for favorable coverage of Donald Trump and his fictional worldview in the same way that Fox News pivoted toward encouraging stolen election conspiracizing under ratings pressure from upstart networks like Newsmax and OANN? Facebook has promised to crack down on certain categories of misinformation, including about the election and COVID-19, but it's well established that Facebook's algorithms favor more engaging content, and as news reports have repeatedly documented, if anything, it seems to be in the habit of bending its standard operating procedures in favor of right-wing news sources, not the other way around. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.